Tuesday class, we will now prepare for puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. You all can be seated. Then we will turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Kamesu michachara viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Suramiraya maca pamadatana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the padipa puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadhansina diloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudhang. Ganna sambarayutena dopena hang suganghina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana mutamang Vanna Ganda Guno Petang Hetang Kusuma Santatin Pujayami Munindasa Siri Pada Sarorohe Pujemi Budang Kusumenanena Punnena Matena Chohotu Mokang Pupang Milayati Yata Idang Me Kayo Tata Yati Vinasabhavang Adivase Tuno Bante Paniyang Parikapitang Anukampang Upadaya Patigan Hatu Mutamang Adivase Tuno Bante Pale Parikapitang Anukampang Upadaya Patigan Hatu Mutamang Adivase Tuno Bante Bojanang Parikapitang Anukampang Upadaya Patigan Hatu Mutamang. Now we are chanting the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our mind, faith, and constantly remind us the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently, sincerely strive on to cultivate samadhi and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Siddhi, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect, Tripa Cha. Bhutang Pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay, you can be seated. Yeah, we can have half an hour of silent meditation. fear of the light. For those who already know how to meditate, you just proceed. Always remember the four support: relax, aware. Then maintain the awareness for as long as you can, means 24-hour mindfulness or awareness. And the last one, for those who already know how to really meditate with a silent mind, is trust. Trust means no thought involved. Completely relax, silent, and just aware. Then let the nature develop the meditation. During that time, you should stay around your heart area. Slightly towards the left side. Silent everything and stay there. Let the nature arise the condition. Then when your silent mind is truly stable, silent, then it can detect the gateway. Then it's like something went in. Soothingly, it will go in. It's like something just flow inside. We call it like the melting point. It melt because all of your yin-yang energy will be neutralized as it go through the gateway, then it will become pure energy. This pure energy will know how to meditate on its own because it's already intelligent. It will know where the body internally, the movement is needed. Then it will just activate on its own. Then as you continue to relax and silent, the nature will just do. Then your body will become very quiet, very still, on its own. That's how you will progress. Then you will progress very fast. Then everything is like very quiet, very still. Then there is a lot of very beautiful, tranquil stillness and very quiet type of mind state. The tranquility, the stillness is very, very strong. Then you can even detect a lot of your bodily vibration initially. As the pure energy goes through and do its work, you can, through the awareness, you can be aware of what is happening. Then how, after they do the transformation, the byproduct is usually gas. And where does the gas go and how you release it out, you will know. Initially, it can be like somewhere trapped inside the body. Then as you know how to move or tilt a bit, it will be released out. Then no smell. Very strange. So all this will happen. This is for those who already know how to develop the meditation. For those who are still training, then you just train your mind. If you need to train your mind to be mindful, to be aware, just do it. Anchor it to something. Then continue to develop the mindfulness of the object of meditation until your mind becomes very, very quiet. It can be an apanasati or any object of meditation. You can just stay there. It can be any part within your body, your kaya. That's why some use the mindfulness of the rise and fall of the abdomen. It's okay. Some go direct to an apanasati. Some they may even go for dynamic meditation, the hand movement, the long po tien technique. and some can even go for chanting. Then the Thai tradition used Buddha, Buddha. So when you use chanting, you must understand that it is just a skillful means to train your mind to be aware, to be mindful. So when you chant with the faith, the spiritual faculty or sadhā will arise. Then as you chant until the chanting and the awareness become one, means the sound, the vibration and your awareness become one, then you will come to realize you are in perfect harmony and synchrony. Means the awareness and the object of meditation is one, just like anapanasati. So during that time, your mind will develop the peace within. You will experience piti leading to sukhang. Then you relax some more until the mind becomes required. Then you will experience what they call tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, pasati. That is the meditative mind. So the training of the mind is to realize the silent mind. For those who already know how to meditate, you only need the spiritual faculties. When your five spiritual faculties of sadhā, virya, sati, samadhi and panya is already stable, especially you can develop the daily mindfulness, and through your cultivation, your contemplative wisdom can stabilize all your other spiritual faculties of sadhā, virya, then sati will automatically stabilize and come in and develop into samadhi. Then with sati and samadhi and the spiritual faculty of sadhā and virya, you will progress. Then you will be able to see things as they are, insight into phenomena, to realize the initial wisdom, the three universal characteristics of anicchaṁ, dukkhaṁ, anatta. When this one arises, your mind straight away is in a meditative state. Technically, you no need to train, no need any object of meditation. You just relax, silent. It's already aware, the sati come in. Then you just let things be. Silent everything. Initially, if your daily life is not so stable, your daily mindfulness is not so stable, the moment you sit or lie down to do your meditation, there may be some thinking born of your lack of stability of mindfulness during the daily life. So when that condition arises, just let it be. Whatever thought that arises, let it be. Sometimes you may be involved in some form of career or work that need you to get yourself involved with a lot of worldly things, or remembering things, and attending to many things. So after a hectic day, you cannot maintain mindfulness throughout. You will have a condition where the brain will have this phenomena, because you want to remember too many things. So you develop some form of attachment to things that you do without you knowing it. So during that time, when you sit for meditation or lie down, the sankhara will arise, the thought will arise. The thought is respond to memory due to your whatever accumulated experiences. Then when it happens, you just let it be. Because you already have the spiritual faculty. When you just let it be, the thought will just slow down, slow down, slow down. Then suddenly, you will enter stillness. Always remember, never stir your mind, never react to anything. Whatever that arises, tell yourself, this is the reality. This is what is. Condition like that, things will be like that. So when you do that, your meditation become very simple. You can silence very easily. Then Later on, you don't even have to be in a formal place where you can meditate. Anywhere in the midst of life, you can still develop that peacefulness, the calmness, the meditative mind. Like when you are in a bank waiting for your number or your turn, or when you line up for something, or you are having your lunch waiting for your meal to come. You just relax and silent. Then when you are in your office during your lunch break, or when you got not much thing to do, you can just silent. Then daily mindfulness will help you to complement the state of mind that you are supposed to develop. The daily mindfulness is the most important. So all formal meditation is to train your mind to be mindful, then stabilize it to be ever mindful, then use it to live life. And when you have that ability with the spiritual faculty, your daily mindfulness will be very, very easily established. Then develop a good religious routine. Pay respect to Triple Gem every morning when you wake up. Meditate for a while. Then develop mindfulness of all action, all movement in the present moment. Start with activity that you are used to, you are familiar with, especially when you are at home. Your senses are not so active. Then later on, as you have the ability to be mindful at home, you can bring this state of mindfulness into the daily life. Start with your driving, then your office, then your interaction, then how you actually listen to things, how you observe things, how you listen to the phone call, how you actually do all your other activity, even answering nature's call, everything you are aware, mindful. Okay, I will allow you to meditate on your own. Then when the 30 minutes is up, I will ring the bell. Thank you. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then turn to page 6. We shall chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the devas or deity come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkhadam Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditabho Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yadidam chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahuneyo, pahuneyo, dakineyo, jalikaraniyo, anuttarang punyaketang lokasati. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect, Triple Jam. Buddhang Pujayami Dhammang Pujayami sang hang pu che me. Okay, you can be seated. Then we'll continue with our sharing on the Buddha and his teaching. Yeah? We are at chapter 21, Nature of Karma, page 383. Yeah? Okay. Get the chair over. Yeah. Second paragraph. There are few striking examples which serves to show how a complete reformation of character can be effected by sheer determination. So when you understand the Dhamma, you are determined, you can change your life, you can develop the ability to transform yourself. That's why character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise, you can develop them. It may so happen that in some cases, a lesser evil may produce its due effect, while the effect of a greater evil may be minimized. Then the Buddha says, "Here, O bhikkhu, a certain person is not disciplined in body, in morality, in mind, in wisdom, has little good or less virtue, and lives painfully in consequence of trifling misdeed. Even a trivial act committed by such a person will lead him to a state of misery." This is very true. If you don't develop the ability to be heedful, to be mindful, to develop virtue, goodness, kindness, understanding, your life can be very miserable. Small thing can make you miserable. Sometimes over nothing, you cause your own suffering and misery. Then you create unnecessary trouble and condition for negative karma to take effect. Whereas the Buddha also said, "Here in O bhikkhu, a certain person is disciplined in body, in morality, in mind, in wisdom, does much good, is high soul." This word I think not so proper, the word soul, because the Buddhist teaching doesn't believe in a eternal soul that transmigrate from one form of mind to another form of mind. Means you every time go through what they call transmigration, means that soul take birth. The Buddhist doesn't believe in that. The Buddha knew it's not that way, because rebirth is just that one thought moment consciousness. The death consciousness will condition the rebirth consciousness. That's it, finish. Yeah. There is no soul transmigrating. Okay. So here we maybe use another word. Thus much good is highly evolved, and lives with boundless compassion towards all. Means this great being or cultivator has a lot of love and compassion, and develop a lot of wholesomeness. Then a similar evil committed by such a person ripens in this life itself, and not even a small effect manifests itself after death, not to say of a great one. This one is very true, because when I was young, I keep on telling you all, remember? It show it to you one. Law of karma is like that one. The moment I did something, the result will come very fast. It show it to me. Like I stole 2 ringgit from my mom's ang bao. My father gave my mother 12 ringgit. So that day, I was around. Then normally my father trusts me. He said, okay, you pass it to your mom. Because my mom must be busy somewhere. So I took the ang bao. Then that year, funnier, I think meant to be for me to understand. I purposely go and open up, see how much inside. Normally it's 10 ringgit for my mom. Then we all only got 2 ringgit. That year, my father put 12 ringgit inside there. So I thought, like normal, I take the 2 ringgit, my mom won't know. The 10 ringgit still inside there. The moment I did that, I tell you that year, everything go wrong. I used to be very, very blessed and very lucky and very good at card games. Every new year, from 2 ringgit, I can have winning of 100 over or sometimes 200 over ringgit. Every year without fail. But that year, after taking 2 ringgit from my mother, the extra 2 ringgit, I got 4 ringgit. I lost everything before the Chinese New Year. And the card was terrible. Let's show it to you. In Cantonese, it's a Hu Chai, really Chai. Then I knew that is the wrong thing to do, straight away. Then later on, as I continue to cultivate, immediate, it comes immediate, especially when you are near to awakening. The thought arises, kena already, immediate, within short period, short moments, less than even an hour sometimes, things will happen. So a lot of things in life, in nature, if you are mindful, if you are observant, you will know. And what is stated by the Buddha is true. If you are disciplined in body, in morality, in mind, in wisdom, you do a lot of wholesomeness, then you are highly evolved and you live with boundless love and compassion. Then like the Buddha say, a similar evil deeds committed by such a person will ripen in this life itself, and not even a small effect manifests itself after death, not to say of a great one. It is as if a man were to put a lump of salt into a small cup of water. This is a famous analogy given by the Buddha. What do you think? The Buddha asked the monk, O bhikkhu, would now the small amount of water in this cup become salty and undrinkable? The monk replied, yes. And why? Turn to the next page. Because, Lord, there was very little water in the cup, and so it becomes saltish and undrinkable by this lump of salt. Then suppose a man were to put a lump of salt into the river Ganges. What think you, O bhikkhu? Would now the river Ganges be saltish or undrinkable by the lump of salt? The monk replied, nay, indeed, Lord. And why not? Because, Lord, the mass of water in the Ganges River is great, and so it would not be saltish and undrinkable. So this is a very good analogy. When you have a lot of wholesomeness, then whatever salt that drop in doesn't affect you. That's why your life is like very blessed. you are like very lucky, everything go your way, then you hardly got any problem. Then even something happened, you will be aware, then you will know something from the past is coming. Then you know how to act with wisdom, with understanding, and you know how to endure them, overcome them. So no problem at all, no matter what happened. With wisdom and understanding, you can overcome them. Then even if they arise, your nature will know because of your cultivation. So it hardly affects you. Yeah. Okay, then we go on. In exactly the same way, we may have the case of a person who does some slight evil deeds, and which brings him a state of misery. Or again, we may have the case of another person who does the same trivial misdeed, yet he expiates it in the present life. Not even a small effect manifests itself after death, not to say of the great one. That's the reason why I told you when I was young, when I was born, I realized I came to this world. Immediately as a kid, I pay back the very, very minor type of karma, very minor, hardly any at all. Then whatever happened this life, I already endure them. Like I told you, I try to drown the mouse, and sometimes I kill a mosquito and all those things when I was young. So all these karmic things come back to me already, come back to me, and it's very mild. You can endure it. That's why I kena the sinus when I was young and all those things. But it doesn't really affect me. But for normal people who cannot endure, cannot understand, it's very severe. You can get like asthma and all those things. But for me, I endure through it. I don't even know what asthma is all about. And I just live on. Okay. Then there is the other part. We may have a case of a person who is cast into prison for the theft of a half penny, or for 100p. Or again, we may have a case of a person who is not cast into prison for a half penny, or a penny, or 100p. Who is cast into prison for a half penny, for a penny, or for 100p. Whenever anyone is poor, needy, and indigent, he is cast in prison for a half penny, for a penny, or for 100p. Who is not cast into prison for half a penny, or for a penny, or 100p, or p, sorry, 100p. Whenever anyone is rich, wealthy, and affluent, he is not cast into prison for half a penny, for a penny, for 100p. In exactly the same way, we may have the case of a person who does some slight evil deed, which brings him to a state of misery. Or again, we may have the case of another person who does the same trivial misdeed and expiate it in the present life. Not even a small effect manifests itself after death, not to say of a great one. So this part is just for your knowledge, info. So if you want to have good life, if you want to have what they call a bearable good life, you make sure you cultivate more wholesomeness and goodness. Then cause of adverse result. Good begets good, but any subsequent regrets on the part of the doer in respect of the good done deprive him of the due desirable result. So even though we say good begets good, evil begets evil, but if any subsequent regrets on the part of the doer in respect of the good deed done deprive him of the due desirable result. Do you understand the meaning or not? Huh? You don't understand the meaning. You see, when you do good, you're supposed to reap the fruit of goodness, isn't it? Virtue, isn't it? Wholesomeness, isn't it? But then after you do good, huh? You go and regret. Ayo, shouldn't have helped the guy. Should have just let him die. You understand? Then your result is all gone. You understand? Whatever good you may have done. Chuyện gì? Khuya ya? PG, just arrived, rain, so had to open. Oh yeah, now I see Yun Chan. You're supposed to report. Yeah, share your experience. Now I mean, give me the condition. So just I explained already, Colin. So even though the general rule is do good because good, do evil because evil. So if you do certain good, the fruition is supposed to be wholesome, but you regret it, understand? Then that one actually supersedes the whole thing, and you may not get the, that's why they use the word, you may not get the due fruition or result. But do you ever reflect, what happened if it's the other way around? Yeah? Do good because good, do evil because evil. Let's say you did an evil deed. You steal, you kill, you do all those nonsense. Then you go and regret. Does it change your evil deed? The second case doesn't change, understand? Only the first case you lose it. Understand? In order to lessen the evil deed, you can do three things. Actually, three things is to turn around. You can do actually one very important thing. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. That one will help you. Then after that, vow not to repeat all this. Then from then onward, cultivate. Follow the advice of the Buddha. It will help you. Then when you do that, you have good karma, good condition for goodness to arise. This is like your spiritual wealth, spiritual money. Then you invoke power of merits for causes and condition to arise, for turn around. Turn around means overcome whatever karmic negativity that strike you or you are being confronted with. There's a lot of people, they don't know how to actually recover from their problem because they don't understand this teaching. Okay, so this part is very good. So PG is here. Just now, about 5 minutes ago only, suddenly the rain very heavy. That's why then my wife received a phone call that I knew something. So it happened, PG. Very, very heavy. If you can hear from inside the house, means it's very heavy outside. Okay, now we pass the mic to Yun Chan. Come. Man Yuan already shared. Man Yuan shared her experience, which was very good. Now we ask Yun Chan.
Man Yuan was very happy.
Yeah. She had a lot of joy.
It's okay, not very much. Went and.
But you look good, no? You look good.
I look good.
You look good, yeah. That's why I want you to share.
Nothing, just
the one you told me. The part you told me later you share also.
I want to share.
I changed the battery for you.
Hello.
Thank you.
it was another person who came along.
Yes.
I think she was a bit unfortunate.
Oh, okay.
She was bitten by a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Man Yuan and Mi Feng told me. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mandy, yeah.
But her, she's no reaction.
Yeah, her mind state was very good. She didn't like become unhappy or.
She didn't blame anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually asked her because I heard the dogs growling away, and then they all shouting the dogs. And then I asked her, "Are you bitten?"
Yeah, bitten. Yeah.
She didn't reply. Then I asked her again, "Are you bitten by the dog?"
Yeah. Bitten, yeah.
She said, "Yeah, bitten."
Quite bad. Huh?
Yeah. This time they have a new dog there.
Yeah.
And that dog is very naughty. He influenced. You know, there's a dog. One he's inside the in the morning when we go in.
Those are when they will know.
So that that dog is the one who bit the big sized black dog. she considered it was the wrong timings. She ran.
Yeah,
she wanted to get
the
thing. She ran. If she hadn't run,
yeah, nothing would happen.
It wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Where they can sense your fear.
She was not having fear. She just ran to get something.
She didn't know. Because when your mind state is not calm, it's in a movement, active state. That is a reflection of the mind not calm. Understand? So the dog is very sensitive. And the worst is when you run. Because it always, they have experienced a lot of victims. Those victims that they beat, they have fear first, then they run. Understand? So when you run, that fear is aggravated. So because of that, they have experience, understand? Their memory. The dog has this memory. The moment you run, they suspect you got fear. Then they are not using this. They use their visual, their thought. Mm. That's why they attack you.
But she was very calm, and she just got into the car and went look for the medicine. They went to look for medicine to apply.
You mean nobody around her?
God, all of us were there. For Pindapat, they were all
gathering. Oh, during Pindapat.
In the morning, there were so many people around.
Then nobody chased the dog.
No, no. They call. Those around started shouting at the dogs to stop. So she was bitten, but then only two holes.
That's bad enough. That two canines. You know what is canines? The two in front.
Two canines. Two holes.
Hole is like the snake bite like that, but it's not poisonous to the extent of like snake. But dogs, sometimes they have this rabies, and Thailand a lot. That's why you have.
She went to a hospital.
It's a good thing to do.
Insisted must go to a private hospital.
Better.
So expensive.
But got insurance, I was told she got insurance.
She had insurance because then Achana said he will pay. Will pay. Mandy said no, she doesn't want the temple to pay.
But it's okay. Sometimes we got the temple, they have this fun. No problem.
So she reported to Achana because Achana every day passed by and asked, "How are you? How are you all the time?"
Oh, good.
So she said, she said that she was very calm. She didn't have any
aversion. Unhappiness.
So she just know, okay, she was bitten and she has to go for a jab. So it seems rabies is pretty bad in Thailand.
Yeah, very bad.
So
Thailand is
she did a tetanus jab and
also
a rabies jab, and then they did one, don't know, and they asked for another one that cost
very expensive,
10,000 baht.
In the end,
she wanted to do it later. They increased it to 14,000. At first they said, "Oh, it's two vials." Then when they went there, he said it's three vials.
Wow. They want to make money that way. So she decided not to have the last one.
Earlier, Mi Feng helped Yeah, I helped to call and said, no need to take the last one. Then she was still, she has a vet nephew. She asked the vet nephew, should take a booster or not? The nephew replied her, you better do. Took the booster for the rabies and told her, you better even take the third one.
Oh, you see.
So she went and asked, does she need? So actually, you have to take that within 24 hours.
And
it was 3 days later, the doctor still asked her to take. I told her, no need, don't take lah. She kept on taking to still consider. She said, not the nephew will make so much noise. Anyway, in the end, they want to charge so much, she refused. She was saying at that point in time, she was very good. So Ajahn Anand was saying, oh, she's very good. She can, she didn't blame anybody.
That is the most important. Your mind state.
She was at the wrong time. She said she lost her mindfulness. She was rushing. She said she should not have rushed to go in.
When you are rushing, means here, actually, pumping, understand? You are in a hurry, understand? In a hurry, you may think you don't have fear, you know. When you are in a hurry, actually, kanjong, you know what is kanjong in Cantonese?
Anxious.
Anxious is a type of feeling which is related to fear. Understand? When you are fearful, you are very anxious. Understand?
So anyway, Ajahn Anand thinks that is coming.
Definitely, 100%.
He said, there are so many of y'all, none of y'all bitten by the dog, only she was bitten by the dog.
No, the other thing is she has to pay the price, understand? Means the karma got two parts. To be bitten, then to have to spend the money. Yeah, this money is ill-gotten gain from the past, understand? So you have to pay back in different way. That's why I never worthwhile to steal. To take. So luckily, my one, I lost my money in the card game money. Not so bad. So I don't have to kena accident, then spend it in the hospital. Sometimes it's like that. Like when you do meditation, if you go through certain type of pain, you endure through. So it's better to take the training in the meditative state. That type of pain is better than the road accident and landed in hospital, that type of pain. Understand? Or can I whack until your bone are broken, that type of pain is worse. So you endure through meditative understanding, so you pay them back.
She didn't suffer. She said she didn't feel any pain. Mm. So, and I think by the time we returned, the wound healed.
Good. If that one happened, it means it's very good. It should heal. Actually, you will know if after one day it doesn't really like become less painful or less intense, then you have to be careful. If second day still no improvement, then you better do something. Understand that means that whatever jab not effective.
She did the booster, right? The booster.
Yeah, but when you feel better, you sure know, okay already, no problem. Right? Because medication is like that. I'm very sensitive to medication. If it work for me, I will know. Straight away you apply, I will feel it already, I know already.
She was alright.
Yeah, okay. Good. That's good.
Then Ajahn, this time round, he was sick, so he didn't come out. So we didn't
Ajahn
have to.
Anand was sick.
So he didn't ask us to go for additional. So, but he mentioned, said, I hope I'll be better, then I will lead you all meditation. He came out the last night.
Oh, okay.
And his meditation was so strong, because every night, after very tired after meditating at the Kuan Yin Hall, and then after chanting to go and meditate again in the Shrine Hall, I every night also felt so sleepy.
Yeah, tired.
But the last night, he was there.
The energy very strong.
I could feel. Yeah, I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming that I wake up. I became very bright.
Yeah. the virya, the virya come in, because you can actually, you're sensitive, you can absorb them.
Yeah, I think all of us.
Definitely, because you are in such a setting for so many days. As you settle down and over the days of retreat condition, your mind will have that sensitivity. But it's more quiet, more calm, then more conducive. Even when you contemplate, reflect, a lot of Dhamma will arise. Then when you read those real Dhamma, you will understand. Because the Dhamma that is the true Dhamma come from the silent mind. From the silent mind it arises. That's why you need a silent mind to understand this teaching. So retreat condition is the best.
So it was the last night. Then it was only one night.
good enough. Huh? He promised you when I'm better I will come. That's why he really come.
The last night he turned
out. You see, even like Ajahn Anana, he's a good monk, very well practiced. He has the Dhamma, but body is still body. You must understand. Huh? That's why he still have sometimes problem with the body. Yeah. And he is exactly my age, you know. He was born in 54 or so.
He got flu, his second man got flu passed to him.
Oh, okay.
He said, but he cannot blame the second man.
But for him, when he has flu, he will have problem. His health was all along not so good. I heard from Achalo, his health was all the while not so good. For me, you have flu, you let me rest one night, I will recover. Flu, I'm not scared. I'm scared of cough. I cannot do anything. I meditate also no use. That itchy thing cannot go away. It has to, like, slowly you take proper medication. Then it will heal. Then I must have enough rest also. If I continue to speak, I don't rest, then very difficult to heal.
Because you have to, you need the rest.
My weekly schedule, I have to speak. Then, actually, alternate day I speak, okay. But if retreat, I cannot call, sorry with you. But I will still continue to share and speak. But I will not heal. But if it's flu and all those things, no problem. I think a lot of you have seen me. Sometimes on a spiritual trip or what, too much walking. My physical body don't have the physical reserve and strength. So when I drain out, my sinus and my flu will come. Then the way I sneeze, I tell you, whoever who is in that state, you have to go see doctor, take antibiotic, and don't know how many days. Bedridden and all those things. But for me, if I were to rest one night, complete rest, the next day, I back to normal again. Because my nature know how to rest. That lotus point helped me, that gateway. I every time silent, everything relax and going. But like I used to tell you all, in the early days, after 1989, I only need half an hour. I like rejuvenate, I fully recover my tiredness or whatever. Even when I drive or what, when I'm very tired, I only need half an hour rest. Then I'm like fully charged, recuperate, then normal again. Then flu also. And later on, as the year passed by, this body different now. It's like I used to share the analogy here. Let's say when young, you are very weak, physically, very weak, because you don't have enough nutrient, or you didn't take enough food, multivitamins and all those things, or certain type of nutrient. Then suddenly somebody give you the poyo, or the nutrient, then you take. The immediate effect is fantastic. Wow, you immediately feel well and you recover, you are so strong. You feel so good. But then if you continue to take that thing, after a few months, it will not serve you like before already. Or you have already actually gained back your weight, become healthy again. Then after that, let's say your food can be the same and all those things, then you also maybe exercise. But as long as you continue with your lifestyle, then you get sick again. Understand? Then that po yok also not much effect, because it has already with you for so long. So over the years, the body adjusts itself. So you need new thing to actually bring about transformation or change in your bodily activity. But one thing you have to understand is, as you age, certain things will degenerate. Then like Mahathir say, it's very true. You need to exercise. Muscle, if you don't exercise, it will break down. Yeah. Then your brain cell also same. If you don't exercise, you will deteriorate very fast. So exercise brings about oxygen to your body and your brain. So when you use them often, it's like a car when you run in, the parts that is run in, that moving part is like constantly lubricated and etc. But if let's say for a few weeks you didn't run the car, I tell you, suddenly you start the car, it will give you problem. Because these are metal part, moving part, and etc. So you need to run in and use it. So like that day, Sam, he drove his M3, you know, BMW M3, a very powerful car. And he bought it new, you know, last time, but it's already quite old, I think more than 10 years, 10 over years. So he drove back to Seremban. You know what happened? Halfway the car break down. BMW M3. It's because the battery was weak. So the battery actually broke down. So he knew the sign came. The BMW got this signal, the red light, the battery. But he was thinking, I drive to Seremban, I charge the battery, it will still last me until I come back. But the moment he went on the thing, he thought it was charging, the alternator actually didn't charge. The alternator was spoiled. So finally, he quite smart, no, and the wife. It was raining. He purposely come out of the car with the umbrella, wait somewhere. The car, leave it at the side table there. Because very dangerous if you stay in the car. A lorry follower, they will bang you. Other vehicle may bang you. You don't know. Especially raining. So he waited until the tow car came. Then tow to the workshop. Then he asked his son to drive all the way to the location. And they continued to Seremban. That's why whatever happened, don't panic, don't react. Do what you have to do. Nothing will happen. Then everything will fall back into place. So my body also, I realize after I have this pure energy for so long already, then after many years, I realize when I fall sick again, I try to do the same thing. I realize half an hour not enough already. Then it becomes 2 hours. Then 2 hours also later on not enough. Then 4 hours, 6 hours. Then later on I realize I need to sleep overnight. Otherwise I cannot. Your body is still a body. As it deteriorate, you will know. So you have to understand, this element goes the way of nature. But exercise is something that I think I must do. I seldom do. I'm very lazy to even go for a walk. But now I start doing it again. For this body, I have to do it again. Yes. John Vincent, I cannot. That was too tough for me. That's why in the retreat when he teach you all that one, I cannot follow. I know my body is not reserved for that. Not designed for that. I only need some form of exercise to make sure my leg are still strong. Then my back. My back. The muscle. Yeah, that one when I do, it helps. That one is muscle. But that one don't exercise my back. Exercise all my hand, muscle, everything. Because I was so obese, the doctor told me. My BMI was perfect, you know. Body mass index. But body muscle index, I was so obese. My muscle was terrible. Yeah, I seldom exercise my muscle. So my muscle was very obese. Oh. And the machine can test, oh, can tell you those results. I just stand on it, you know. Within 3 minutes, the computer print out the thing. Then the doctor read, oh, your BMI is perfect, very good. Because for my height, my weight, everything is perfect. Then he looked at the muscle mass. He said, your muscle is very, very obese. Oh, I say muscle also got mass. Yeah, you hardly got any muscle. Because I long time didn't play badminton and I seldom exercise. So because of that, I started the weight. I do the weight because of that. So that one helped build all the muscle. But my back, I don't know how to exercise. So I let Vincent whack. That one also good lah. Payback karma. Whatever I need to endure. Then after that, he teach me, he say, you must do that one. That one, the two hand one. Then the other way around. Change the leg. I do that only. I only do that. Then I do my own cycling in the air, all those things. Like exercise. That one is in my room. So when I do that, I felt much better. Much better. That's why you have to do some more exercise. Then I saw my mother swing his hand. Very good. My wife also noticed. My mother every time swing her hand in the early morning. And she lived until almost 90. It helps. Yeah, continue. Yeah, John. Very good. You still got one part you didn't share. About, you told me when you brought the book there this time. Yeah. You brought my book there.
Song has always asked me, bring Baritio's book there.
Yeah, you have to bring.
So I got tired of meditation, so I took the book to read. Then I was reading. I remember.
Can understand.
Very clear.
Oh, can
then
understand.
Then I remembered your Kan San Shi San.
Yeah, the three types of seeing. Yeah. Very clear.
Very clear understanding. Very true. I think must go and tell Song.
Yeah, because that teaching comes from the silent mind. So when you're at the retreat, when your mind calms down, you read, the understanding will surface. But it's different. Yeah. Then Man Yuan like it best. Man Yuan got one gardener, is it? Yeah. Oh, he said that gardener got the place got affinity her. He said it's not that she imagined or no. The moment she is there, with the previous trip she went, it was not there, that thing. Oh, she didn't go. So this time she went there, she felt like there is something there, you know. And she got a lot of pity, you know, a lot of joy. She keep on smiling, you know. Then she read my notes, you know. She can understand. You know. Then there was so much joy, you know, the Dhamma all start to surface. You know. You use the mic.
We got up. I got up first. And then I looked at her.
Smiling.
She was smiling.
Yeah.
She was meditating and smiling. So this Mi Feng started taking her phone and snapping photographs.
It will happen because of the pity inside the joy. There must be some beings, the energy there.
Very good energy.
No, very conducive.
The whole place conducive. So
yeah, very conducive for her. Because she has affinity with those non-human.
She was the one who asked me, hey, you haven't gone to the garden. I said, okay, you don't do Abhinabad. Come, we go.
go to the garden.
I take you to the garden. It didn't open. They locked the gate.
They locked the gate.
The gates were locked. Then we walked around to one side of it. Then the next day, I said, try again. This time, that naughty dog was around. So the gates were locked. He squeezed in through a hole in the fence.
Oh.
Then I said, hey, we can also do that. So we went through the
hole. So you also like the dog, crawl through. Yeah.
But we got a bigger hole. There was a bigger hole. So we went. We just stooped down if we could get in. We went in to have a look. And she really loved the place.
She will know one. Like you go and visit certain places. You can feel one. When you are sensitive, you are silent. You can feel. And straight away, your nature will feel. You remember that day at the Thursday class? If you have been listening to the audio file, then the short notes. The difference between the heart and the mind. You know the difference or not? What is the heart and what is the mind? You have to read the notes. You all received the notes or not? It's in the...
I read that one.
That one is very useful. If you understand, you will understand. Because when the mundane mind is not there, the silent mind will manifest. And that is where your true mind is. And the location is near the gateway there. Understand? Not? Because this heart as an organ, it cannot be the mind. Understand? Not? The heart as an organ is like any element or tissue. No different. But because this heart is very special, like the Buddha in the Dhammapada described, they asked the Buddha, where is the mind? You know, in the Dhammapada verse, the Buddha explained, Durangamang, I remember. This mind resides in a cave, he said. In a cave. Within your human body, where is the cave? The heart. The heart, understand? The heart inside there. That's why the Buddha knew. It's in a cave. Yeah. The gateway is there. So, that is also where you receive your life force. Understand? The powers of life. And you know what is this? This is your supportive karma. You understand? Your karmic force. So your karmic nature condition your form and mind to come. That is sustained through the karmic force. And this karmic force will pump your heart. It is the one that sustains your life. That's why it's called the life force. So this supportive karma send the karmic force that pump the heart. And that is the location where the gateway is. So this is the pure energy that comes from nature. And this is the life force energy. That's why when this one pump, the blood that is sent all over, the consciousness is carried with it. That's why wherever your blood is, if you have mindfulness, you can feel that place. Because the blood carry your consciousness there. Understand? Not? So this is why your heart is where the conscience is. You know what is conscience there. That's why people always say, follow your heart. Don't follow your brain. Understand? Not? Your brain is cunning one. Because deluded, selfish and all those things. So the brain is the thinking part. And this one is deluded before you are enlightened. So because of its delusion, you will have the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. That's why you follow your heart means you follow your conscience. So sometimes your conscience will tell you, this is wrong. I cannot do. But your brain immediately take over your thought. Can one nobody know one why you worry? So this fellow is constant conflict, understand? This one say yes, this one say no. This one say yes, that one say no. So constant conflict. But there is no conflict when you understand. Because both are actually nature's condition that comes from nature. That's why the mundane mind, without wisdom, it will do the wrong thing. Whereas the conscience, without the mundane mind coming to interfere, will always give you the right signal. Understand? you will feel. That is exactly what you will feel before your thought come in and command and tell you, before fear and all those. So the conscience will feel direct. So whatever that you are sensitive is from the conscience, from your true mind. But the moment you try to perceive it, your memory will tell you all those nonsense. Then there is fear. Then sometimes before the memory can even perceive, because this is something totally new, understand not? They say fear of the unknown, you understand? Because that sound or that vibration or something that happened totally new to your memory, understand not? So immediately there is this fear of the unknown. So the thought will create the fear. But Man Yuan, when he was there, he said, was there a monk or what? Mahayana monk that told her about the Mandarin word? Mindfulness. Yogi, Yogi. He said, down there is a heart. The Chinese word, nian, jing, sing, the two words.
Another a young girl.
Not a yogi also.
Yogi, no. She's German.
German. German.
She had a tattoo.
Oh.
Her tattoo.
What's that word?
That's a today, look, the heart. There's a heart at the bottom.
Down there.
And the other one is day.
No, that not day, now.
Now. So it is being mindful. That's nian.
Nian.
So I also don't know the Chinese word. So she
explained to Man Yuan, no, is it?
And all of us were asking her.
No.
If we saw the how come she chose a Chinese word to I think on her foot or somewhere to tattoo. And she looked. She said the German word mindful is not. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Then she looked at the Chinese word and she said,
that is the correct word.
And she's a very young girl, you know.
Yeah. That's why she has a pass. He told Man Yuan what no. Follow your heart, he said. Zhen Nian is follow your heart, which is correct. Mm. When you are without thought, you remember I told you? Without thought, you already aware. You understand? Without thought, you already aware. That's why there is awareness. That's why he said follow the heart. So Man Yuan click, he said, brother Tio also teach like that. Without thought, you already aware. And that Nian is present moment following the heart. Means just aware.
The word is very good, no?
Yeah.
Really follow, describes my follow, goodness.
No, follow your conscience. That's why it's Nian. Jing. 现在心 means awareness at that moment. That's why she was full of joy. Then after that, we went for dinner after the Sunday class. But there is something very dangerous that I had to explain to you. Because during the class, I didn't explain. Do you know at the heart, towards the left is a gateway. The heartbeat, the seat of consciousness is inside. Understand not? But at the center is your emotion. You know what is emotion, isn't it? When you think through your thought, if your thought has fear, that fear will manifest in your heart. Yeah, at the center. But the sight is the conscience. That's why my teacher always tell me, he say, hell and heaven is very close. When you become emotional, you are in hell. Understand? But when you silence your mind, you are with the conscience. That's why people don't know. The gateway is at the side. But if you follow your heart, if you follow the emotional heart, you are dead. The heart is an organ. But within the organ, the mundane mind, emotion, manifests at the center of your heart. That's why when there is a lightning strike, your fear always appears at the center of your heart. It never appears at your brain. That's why it's here. Your mind is actually here. That's why the Chinese, the Mandarin word, very good. The heart, the word and the mind is the same word. You understand? Sing, some. So you must understand that same word represent the heart and the mind. So at the center is your emotion, your mundane mind's emotion. But at the gateway is your conscience, is your true mind. So when you are silent without thought, you are with your true mind. That's why meditation is to go to your true mind, your silent mind. That is the place to meditate. If you are with the mundane mind, you cannot meditate. The moment the mundane mind come in, you cannot be aware of your true mind. That's why you will be lost in thought. You will be doing thought-based meditation, actively verbalizing, creating thought, and all these things. So all this you need to meditate to understand. If you don't go through, you will never understand. That's why when you have the mindfulness, when you are sensitive, you will come to understand how you function as a human being, how the 12-link dependent origination, how it happened. Then how, when the thought, the movement of thought, create the emotion. So the Buddha always say, you must arise right thought. You don't arise the wrong thought. That's why I define wrong thought for you all. Understand? You all don't even know what is wrong thought. Everybody just learn about the four Brahma Vihara state. Where the book always say right thought is Metta, Karuna, Mudita, and Upekkha. So this four mind state, four Brahma Vihara, they say right thought. Not only these four, there are other thoughts which are also right thought, as long as they are free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And delusion stands for fear. So like thought of generosity is a right thought. Thought of respect, gratitude, contentment, these are all right thought. Not necessarily the four Brahma Vihara. And right thought doesn't condition negativity. You realize or not? When you have thought of generosity, there is a lot of joy. When you have this respect, gratitude, you cannot be angry. True or not? There is no negativity. So these are right thought. But what are wrong thought? Harsh, anger, envy, jealousy, fear, worry, anxiety. So all this come from wrong thought. That's what I define for you all. Whenever you are not happy and not peaceful, the wrong thought is there. The evil roots are there. And what is wrong thought? You have to understand that. Otherwise, you cannot deal with wrong thought. You cannot even develop the meditation. So wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your selfishness, your lust, your emotional negativity. All these are wrong thoughts. That's why the moment you think the wrong thought, this negativity or emotion all erupt from the heart. That's why this one start to pound. Understand? When you are angry, which one pound? Here, very loud. Understand? But when you are peaceful and calm, this one doesn't pound. Well, there is love. There is joy. But when you are excited, it also pound, isn't it? Yeah? Especially girlfriend, boyfriend. First time sit next to it, they say the heartbeat is pow, 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 pow. Because what? That feeling never happened before. So a lot of these things, we are first time you experience it, you don't understand what is it. That's why your heart is very smart. It pound, pound. Fear also pound. Anger also pound. So whenever your heart pound, it gives you a signal already. You are going to get into trouble already. Otherwise, it doesn't pound. Even the girlfriend, boyfriend are also same. It's going to lead you into that trap of marriage or whatever. So all this is the way your form and mind actually function. And it is a sign, a signal for you. So When we have this understanding, we will know how to be mindful of whatever that is going on. So what I want you to understand is, all this while I'm teaching you to understand what constitutes wrong thought. So whenever you have fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, unhappiness, even depression, or selfishness and all those things, emotional negativity, those are all wrong thoughts. That's why the Thursday class, I put a special box there. What are wrong thoughts? So these are your scars of memory, your fear, your phobia, your anxiety, your unhappy emotion, misery, and all those things. All these are wrong thoughts. Because without the wrong thought, it will not condition this negativity of mind state. So when you are mindful of it, you straight away know the evil roots are there. So what must you do after that? You have to go to the next noble eightfold path factor, the four right effort. Understand now? The four right effort, first one is what? Right effort to abandon the wrong thought. So how do you abandon the wrong thought? There are five ways the Buddha teach. First, think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. If you got fear, what must you think? Think of the Buddha, understand not? To develop the faith, so that there is no fear, understand not? That's why some people, they go and chant Om Pemi Mimi Homo or Namo, or they will chant what they call Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato, so forth. So that they don't know what it is, but they know it's Pali word. So sometimes they feel that it's very powerful. So all this chanting, sometimes it will help, but it's not a permanent solution. Because every time you got problem, you go and think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. It doesn't help you much, understand? Unless every time you get into trouble, you come back, you go to a quiet place, then you radiate love, metta, the opposite wholesome thought, and calm you down. Come out to society, back to square one, no use. So the first way is temporary, not a permanent fix. It's mundane, thought based. Then the Buddha say, if the first way doesn't help much, go to the second way. Second way is trace the origination factor. Think of the consequence of allowing that wrong thought to stay in your heart. Understand not? If they say the anger, the fear, the lustfulness, the selfishness, all these wrong thoughts, if they are there, the consequence of it is very, very deadly. What is the consequence? It's an evil root. It makes you evil. Understand not? There are all the evil roots, root of all evil. It will make you evil. Your life, do you want to let them happen? If you don't want to let it happen, what must you do? Abandon it. Understand not? So when you think of the consequence of allowing that wrong thought to stay there, it's going to destroy your life. It's going to bring about negativity of karma. It's going to cause your karmic downfall. If that is not what you want, you better think of way to abandon it. So when you have that, you will straight away go to the third way. And the third way is the meditative way. The Buddha just said, aware, silent, aware. When you are aware, means what? You go to your true mind, understand not? The thought doesn't come in and interfere. So when you are just aware, what happened? There is no more mind energy or thought energy, no more evil root, no more fuel to actually create the continuation of that proliferation of wrong thought. You understand? Then what will happen? If you just aware, silent. Whatever wrong thought that condition the emotion where you don't feed it with any more thought energy, it will start to slow down and finally cease. Because that is not your true mind. That is the mundane mind. Anger, fear are dependent originating. They are not inherent in your true mind or true nature. You understand? So if they are dependent originating, means they arise due to condition. What are the conditions? because of your wrong view. That condition, the wrong thought. So if you know how to meditate, you don't do anything. Don't fight the fear. Don't fight the anger. Don't go and tell yourself, "Ayo, I still got anger," thinking that anger is you. You have been deluded. You do that. Don't fight. They are not real. They are not you. They are not inherent in your true mind. They are dependent originating because you got wrong view. So what you need is to straighten your view. Straighten your view through an understanding. I only need to be aware. When I'm aware, I don't have wrong view. What happened? Even not conditioned further fear, anasana, or anger. Well, I don't think about it anymore. I can accept that reality. Then when I do that, sati take over. Because there is no mental hindrance anymore. There is no karmic negativity of the evil root anymore. So when sati take over, whatever anger that is dependent originating, they will cease. You understand? Then your mind return to your... return to what? Your mind, before it stirred, it was already... peaceful and aware. It just returned to its original state. Anasana. You understand? That is what meditation is. So don't go and foolishly do things. And go and listen to people. Huh? Let go. Focus. Concentrate. Don't get angry. This is all not understanding what meditation. Well, your original state of mind before the stirring is already the true mind, the silent mind, the pure mind, the awareness. Nothing else. That's a nian, understand? That conscience. Nothing. Then why you go and stir it? And continue to use your thought to fight it. That's why all this thought-based meditation will make you not peaceful. It will stir you. Then they cannot do anything. They are not peaceful. What they do? They go and focus. They go and concentrate. They go into one-pointedness and absorption. That's why they go and do energy field. Jhana, everything. But the real meditation is just silent, relax, and aware. Finish. When you are aware without thought, your original mind comes back. And that is what you're supposed to realize. Hui Ning say, the first pillar of cultivation is wu nian, without thought. You must reach the state of no thought. And what is no thought? Your true mind is without thought. The silent mind in the meditative state is without thought. That is what meditation is all about. So if you go by the third way, just relax and silent, you will return to your original state of peace, tranquility, stillness. And that is what meditation is all about. That's why I told you, when your spiritual faculty is there, this silent mind will appear straight away because the sati is there. Then you just relax into it, silent, and stabilize it. That's what meditation. Then use it to understand things, to meditate. But this one, you need to use it to meditate, otherwise the wisdom cannot come. Because every time you got problem, you can go to a quiet place and silent. Then you become peaceful again. But it's not a solution. It's not a permanent fix, understand not? That's why the third way is not enough, the Buddha said. You have to go to the fourth way that the Buddha teach. He said, trace the origination factor. Then retrospectively reverse it. Trace the origination factor means ask yourself, how did you become angry? How did fear enter your heart? How did lust, emotion, that wrong thought, goes into your heart? Trace the origination factor. So if you are mindful, when you are mindful in the midst of life, you will come to know it comes through one of your senses. Either through what you hear, what you see, or what you think. These three doors are very powerful. The other doors are less powerful. The smell, the taste, and the tactile. Yeah. So when you trace the origin, then you realize the moment I see without wisdom, that's why I always tell you in Chan last time, without wisdom, you cannot cut a feeling. The moment you see, you stir. understand? Because of your wrong view, your wrong thought. Because you lack wisdom, yoni so manasikara. Without that, wisdom you have is you have at the moment of sense experience. You don't have means you don't. You cannot learn, you cannot train, you cannot go and ask somebody to teach you. Cannot. It has to be developed and connected to our nature. So that when you have, the moment you see, it doesn't move. Feeling remain a pure feeling. Because this wisdom prevents you from being deluded, deceived. Hearing also same. Thought, consciousness also same. So whatever that arises, when there is right view, right understanding, when you have straightened your view, then you will come to know this mind doesn't stir anymore. Then it cannot like be conditioned into craving. Feeling will remain as pure feeling at that very moment of sense experience. And this is what the fourth way is all about. When I trace the origination factor, means I know I stir because I cannot accept him for what he is most of the time. True or not? Either you recall through memory, this guy last time cheated you or did something to you. That's why when you see him, you immediately get angry. Or sometimes it is somebody who has bullied you or caused you certain very, very traumatic type of experience like child abuse or did something to you before. Your fear, your phobia, your scars of memory. The moment you see or hear this person like snatch the motorbike sound, there is fear, understand? Because of this wrong view, conditioning. So the Buddha says, straighten your view. Means the next time you see this guy or hear this type of sound, why can't you just straighten your view, develop the understanding so that you will not stir like before. And to develop that wisdom is not easy, I tell you. That's why I help you all to save time. Through my past cultivation, I come to understand all this. That's why I understand straight away when the Buddha said, learn to see things as they are. You know what is the meaning or not? See things as they are. If I don't explain, you cannot understand. You will ask yourself that question. What do you mean, see things as they are? Let's say Yun Chan. Yun Chan is Yun Chan lah. How do I see you as you are? No. Memory must be there. If you see without memory, no use. I have to understand that in this conditioned world, existential world, like what Sakyamuni Buddha has told us, this is a dependent originating world, conditioned arising world. Whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions, true or not? So when I see you, if I don't perceive you with understanding, or wholesomeness, I will have negativity. Understand or not? You understand or not? That's why I say in this world, there is no such thing as a problem, if you understand. It is only a problem when you perceive it with negativity. Because you don't know how to perceive it with wholesomeness, with understanding. When you perceive it with wholesomeness and understanding, it's exactly like what the Buddha said. Think it's just the way it is. See things as they are. Means according to reality. Not according to what your memory, your thought tell you. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. Why? Memory is not wisdom. Understand? Memory is the accumulation of what? Experiences, isn't it? Good and bad, isn't it? Your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your religious labor, your belief system, everything is there. Understand? Even your fear, your phobia, your selfishness. Because you cheat people before. You also saw how people cheat you. And these are all accumulated, trapped inside. The same memory you cannot use. acting according to memory is not acting at all. But you are acting according to your views, opinion, conditioning, and fear, and phobia. You understand? You are not acting according to understanding, wisdom. That's why you cannot act with this. You have to act with Noble Eightfold Path. Means, have right view to see things clearly. They are just the way they are because of karma. Understand not? Where they are born of their karma, heir to their karma, condition and support. And they are what they are because of their karma. So they have their karma. You have your karma. Everybody has their karma. So if you don't take care of karma, they will get into trouble. Similarly, your form and mind. If you don't take care of karma, you will get into trouble. So this is nature's law, understand? Right? So even if your loved one or what, you don't just perceive them with fear, worry, anxiety. Ayo, my loved one. How can they have such sickness and problem? Understand? Because this is the reality. Condition like that, things will be like that. Coming. Then sometimes, it may be somebody who, through memory you recall, cheated you before, or bullied you before. That's why this fear, phobia, scars of man will arise. That's why straight away you react with fear, worry, anxiety. Then sometimes somebody that actually did something very bad to you, the moment you see, you get angry straight away. Why must you arise all this wrong thought? Stir your mind, react, and create emotion with it. Because you cannot see things as they are. You cannot accept them for what they are. You cannot accept the world for what the conditions are. They are just the way they are. So when you understand that, your wisdom becomes different. You straighten your view. In the past, they might have done all these things to me. But now, with the Dhamma, I understand. They are just the way they are. All these are related to karma, like the Buddha said. My past, this life got condition, it will manifest. Then, this person got such condition to create such negativity. That's why without wisdom, I will succumb to it. I will get myself into trouble. But with wisdom now, Yoniso Manasikara, I straighten my view to accept them for what they are. And then straight away your mind becomes different, at peace. Where you can accept them for what they are means you don't blame anybody, you don't get angry, you don't get emotional, you don't do anything. You just silence your mind and see. They are just the way they are. Deluded person, do deluded thing. Foolish person, do foolish thing. Selfish people, do selfish thing. So when I can accept them for what they are, then my mind is at peace. Understand? Then there is no anger. There is no fear. There is no worry. There is no anxiety. Then I'm at peace. Then I move on. Life is like that. Whatever that don't go your way, if things don't go your way, it's the same. But you perceive it with negativity. You want things your way, which is not nature's way. Whatever that will happen is always nature's way. Follow condition, not your way. So when you cannot get what you want, the Buddha already said, you suffer. Why can't you straighten your view? What I want is not nature's law, understand not? I cannot make it happen. Unless I understand nature's law, then I set in the appropriate condition for it to manifest. Like through the vow, the aspiration, yeah? Like you invoke power, merit, all this can. Apart from that, that moment, that reality is always nature's law. Condition like that, things will be like that. Can't be otherwise. So when I have this wisdom, it applies to all things. That's how you free your mind. That's why the third way will give you the understanding that your true mind has none of all this evil root, negativity. Then when you straighten your view through the fourth way, wisdom protect you. Nothing else can protect you. That's why the Buddha always say, virtue protect. And what is virtue? When you have wisdom, you will have virtue. That's why virtue protect is the same as wisdom protect. Without wisdom, you can never have virtue. Well, virtue are all the thought or action or speech that are without evil roots. These are virtuous thoughts. Virtue. A virtuous person will have wisdom. Without wisdom, you cannot be virtuous. That's why don't try to be good. Don't try to do good. Develop wisdom. Develop understanding. And then, naturally, you are incapable of evil. You are good. By itself, you are good. Understand? So this is the part that a lot of people fail to understand. The heart got two things inside there. The center is emotion. Yeah? The sight is the gateway. So the conscience is here. When they say follow your heart, means follow your conscience. But don't follow your emotional heart. Understand? That one is dangerous. That one is hell. Because when you think, it will condition your feeling. You think of good thought, you are happy. You experience it, isn't it? There is joy, there is happiness. There is peacefulness. When you have gratitude, compassion. There's a right thought is very important for right emotion. But wrong thought will condition the negative emotion. Your fear and all those things. That's why you must have right view to arise the right thought. That's the reason why Noble Eightfold Path start with right view. Then the next power factor is right thought. That word nian is very good. The mind of the present moment. Yeah, and it's very precise. That's why our 5,000 years of history, it has its real meaning and yan, with the knife, knife on your heart also you don't complain. So yan. So our Chinese culture is very rich in a lot of things. That's why 5,000 years of history is very, very rich culture. Do you realize our civilization is almost about 5,000 years only, you know? This present civilization. Because you can trace back in history book, the earliest recorded history is what? Yeah, lah. The Middle East, you call it what? River Nile. River Nile, Euphrates. Euphrates. They call this the civilization idea. Then after that, we have our Yellow River in China. Then the Ganges and the Indus civilization. All start with river, all the civilization. China also Yellow River, Huanghe. No, because this is your lifeline. Understand? Without water, no agriculture, no crop, cannot survive. River is where civilization start. So you go back to Yellow River, Indus civilization. They are only about 2,500 BC before Christ. BC. At the 2,000 plus now. About 5,000 of history. And out of this 5,000, our Chinese civilization is already 5,000, because we started with the Yellow Yellow River. And the emperor was the Yellow Emperor also, I think. So because of that, it's very rich. Then when it comes to our present evolution, only the last 40 years, you see the way human being progress. Parabolic, exponential progress. The last 40 years supersede the last 4,000 over years. Actually, even until the year 1900, we are still very backward. Do you know that? No aeroplane yet. Wright brothers. 1903, oh, good memory, history, very good. That time, no aeroplane, no flight technology. Water supply also, not the tap water yet. Then sewerage, totally not known yet. Treatment of sewerage and all that. So, all this evolution, even like automobile building, we all engineering, we know. Only after the year 1930 onward, only they start to have primitive building blocks. Building block means they use brick. There is no concrete and steel technology yet until later. So during the early days, all brickwork, they call it masonry. And maximum height is supposed to be not more than 4 stories. If more than 4 stories, very dangerous. But then you see all the churches, the Nostradamus, all there, they are all masonry. Maybe the architect Gaudi gifted on. You go to Spain. Oh, that one is different. That one is alien. not human being. Oh, almost 10:30 already, so fast. Yeah, we better end. So today we cover really little. Only one page. Yeah, 384. Never mind. But we discuss a lot of things. Or 385 actually. Yeah, we can stop there. Cause and adverse result, 385. We will continue next Tuesday. Okay. Then those going to Anandagiri, I think there will be a briefing this weekend. On the 13th. 9:30, I think. Yeah, 9:30. Oh, yeah. How are you going to the airport? Because Yun Chan another plane, no? I tried to text her. She said she take a little flight. She's smart. I can sleep 1.5 hours more. Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Oh, is it? How much you pay total? Like that, yours is still cheaper, I think. You pay 900 something. No, for 2 persons, sorry. Me and my wife. I pay for luggage, insurance, and 2 seats, all those things. Normally, I don't pay for those, but because I asked Joyce to book. So Joyce picked for me. Okay. Yeah, no need. All those things, no need. How many of us want to have the transport from my place? Then we can maybe ask Yun Chan to help to book. Or if not, I was thinking, how you all go? Yeah lah, how? Oh, you are driving? Oh, okay. Oh, you're very early, you know. No. Yeah. Yeah, 4:30. That one is no problem. But can go in or not? Our luggage. Oh yeah, yeah. You got your CRV. Okay, can. If that is the case, then okay, no problem. Yun Chan no need already. They come and fetch. Sadhu. So we wait for you at the airport, because the connecting flight is later afternoon, still enough time. Yeah. So when it's in Bangkok, I think you got luggage in the check-in. You don't have much time, you know, if you 9 o'clock flight, because 1:20 something we have to fly already. You know. The Knox Air. And it's not the same airport, no. Oh, same airport, then not so bad. But your luggage you have to take out. Yeah, we arrive early. We got 1 hour plus earlier than you. Knox Air. 15 kg. Never mind. On that day, we will discuss it. Then I was told you all make a note also. This Joyce here, there is a luggage tag to print now. Huh? Why they need the tag? Huh? No, the luggage tag, who print out? I didn't see anything on the website to print out. Oh, at the kiosk. Yeah. Faster. Oh, compulsory to print out. Oh, yeah, Rayong. Yeah. So you don't have luggage tag. I know. They give you luggage tag or not? No, what is the tag for? I don't understand. But I hand luggage, I don't have check-in. Then no need lah. Only the check-in one need lah. Or her one check-in. So that one, Okay. No, my wife is gonna check. Yeah. Very easy, yeah. No, where do I go to? Where I print, I saw the ticket on it. Oh, you have to check in. Oh, when you check in, yeah. Oh, how many days before we fly you can check in? Huh? Any day also can check in. Oh, like that easy. Okay. I'll go and find out. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the information. That's why Joyce was trying to explain to me. I say I don't understand. Yeah, first time I'm hearing about the thing. Okay, let us now recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have developed, and we shall share and transfer this merit to all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itta watta caamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadhu. Okay, you all can pay respect to Triple Jam, then we can end.